First reading can be found on page 696 of the Pew Bibles or page 1236 of the Blue Larch Print Bibles. And it's taken from Isaiah chapter 11, beginning to read at verse 10 and going through to Isaiah chapter 12 to verse 6. So that's at the beginning at Isaiah chapter 11, starting at verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Anna, and from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish, and Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With the scorching wind he will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that men can cross over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord, although you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the people. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading can be found on page 1010 of the Pew Bibles and page 1785 of the Blue Larch Print Bibles. And it's taken from Mark chapter 7, beginning to read at verse 24. That's Mark 7, beginning to read at verse 24. The faith of a Syro-Phoenician woman. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman, whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit, came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syria and Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she replied, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. This is the word of the Lord.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes to see who you really are and to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. In this evening's reading from Mark's Gospel, we heard about Jesus' encounter with a Gentile, foreign woman who entreated him to heal her mentally ill daughter. Jesus and his disciples had travelled north through Galilee and over the border between Israel and Phoenicia to the area around the city of Tyre. Not only had they left their own country, but they had moved into what was enemy territory, because the Phoenicians, or Canaanites, to give them their Old Testament name, were pagans and ancestral enemies of the Jews. Jesus was preparing to make his final journey to Jerusalem and to his death on the cross, and wanted to spend some time in retreat with his followers. He didn't want anyone to know where he was, but his peace was soon shattered by this persistent woman who was desperate for him to heal her daughter. She pursued Jesus and his disciples and fell at Jesus' feet, crying out for him to have mercy on her. Instead of being encouraged at seeing a foreign pagan woman showing faith and trust in him as she pleaded with him to heal her daughter, Jesus appeared to be irritated at this invasion of his privacy. His reply seems to be a callous rejection. "First, let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." This doesn't sound like the Jesus that we know and love. But Jesus seemed to be saying that his mission was only at this time for the Jewish people. But judging by the way that the scribes and Pharisees had been treating Jesus earlier in this chapter, when they argued with him over what was clean and unclean, it seems as if many of the lost sheep of Israel wanted to stay well and truly lost. The Gentile woman didn't give up, though. She was feisty and witty and replied, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." She was not put off by Jesus' apparent rebuke, but showed an understanding of who Jesus was as she addressed him as Lord. This was a remarkable expression for someone who was a foreign pagan. She had an inkling of faith and recognized in Jesus not only a great man, but the Jewish Messiah. The recognition of Jesus is a continuing theme throughout the first half of Mark's Gospel. As Jesus healed sick people, fed thousands, taught the people with authority, all who came into contact with him were challenged to discern who he was. And if you read through Mark's Gospel, that's the first half of the Gospel, people are constantly saying, "Who is this? Where does he get this power from? Who can he be?" Whether they were religious leaders, people in the crowd, or members of Jesus' team of disciples, they all asked, "Who is this?" Eventually, Peter answered, "You are the Christ," when at last he recognized who Jesus truly was. But it wasn't until after Jesus' death and resurrection that the disciples grasped completely who he was. With the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, everything was in place for the disciples to give wholehearted witness to Jesus as the Son of God and the King of Israel. And so the church was enabled to grow and flourish. Mark's Gospel also challenges us to consider who Jesus is: a great teacher, a healer, a person who could work many kinds of miracles. Yes, all of these, but we're also challenged to see that Jesus is the Son of God, the Anointed One, the Messiah who is calling us into a relationship with God our Father, where we acknowledge God as our Heavenly Father, and we know that we're his children. The Canaanite woman seemed to be acknowledging that while she was not one of the original chosen people, God's love was available to the Gentiles as well as the Jews. She was right. God's plan had always been that Israel should be a witness to other nations. In Genesis chapter 12, for example, Abram is called by God and given this promise: I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This evening's reading from Isaiah and also the psalm point to the gospel being for all. Jesus rewarded this woman's faith and trust by healing her troubled daughter. God's love and grace was indeed for all nations, and it still is. The Canaanite woman was blessed and her daughter was healed. She had shown love and courage in bringing her daughter's need to Jesus. She had shown faith. She had worshipped Jesus as she had persisted with her claim. I think there's a lot that we can learn from her too, including how we should approach God through the Lord Jesus in prayer. By kneeling at Jesus' feet and listening to him, we learn to align our wills with his and to walk in his way. In order to do that, we need to take time out with Jesus, perhaps a few minutes each day, or a regular longer time when we can kneel at Jesus' feet and learn to listen to him, a time of retreat with the Lord. We can also learn from this Gentile woman that when we come before Jesus, we have the opportunity to recognise who he is. And we can also learn from her daring and persistence that we can bring anything before Jesus in prayer. What is on your heart that you would wish to bring to Jesus and ask for? Healing, courage, wisdom, understanding, or anything else? Let us pray that we will all learn to spend time at Jesus' feet, to address him as Lord, to seek his will for our lives and his answers to our questions, then wait for him to reply in his time and in his way. Amen.